Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 603 of the Overseas Connection. We're a gaming podcast for the more wise and mature gamer who stays slightly off-center. Not left, not right, but in the center. We broadcast weekly on Sundays at 9 p.m. UK time, 1 p.m. West Coast, 4 p.m. East Coast. I don't know who lives there. And 3 p.m. Central. No one lives in Central. You can watch us on twitch.tv/OC Podcast and youtube.com/OC Podcast and Apple and Spotify, all of those OC Podcast. So I'm Phil Olson, your host for this evening. I have two co-hosts with me tonight. The first of those is the fantastic Kim Woods. Hi, Kim.
Hi. Welcome to the freezing Missouri right now. I'm telling you, it's cold outside. Tell you.
And also spinning the decks, we have the one and only Mr. Robin Tate.
Hello, everybody. It's at Bongo the Sin here. I hope things are sounding better. If they're not, let me know. So, yes, we are having some drop frames, I see. So quality of that video stream might be great. But as long as the audio is good, I'm happy with that. Hopefully I won't be sounding like I'm in a toilet anymore. So, yeah, Phil, good to have you hosting, and I'll just sit here in the background and spin some decks, whatever that means. I don't understand. That's what the kids say.
We're down with the kids, Robin. We're down with the kids. Okay, sure. So birthdays this week. We have two birthdays today, in fact. The first of that is the Ginger Ninja himself, Mr. Pete Chin. Happy birthday, Pete. He's off doing birthday things. Much deserved. And also we have Mike Wando. Mike Wando is a good friend of the show and also a member of my new local D&D group. So hi, Mike. Happy birthday.
So, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Insert name here.
So, shall we talk about what we've been up to this last week?
Hooray, it's story time. Hooray, it's story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
So, we're sounding much, much better this week. The people in the chat tell us. So, it's all fantastic. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for that. So, Kim, what have you been up to this week? Apart from keeping warm.
You know me. Work, work, work. Critters to feed, that sort of thing. So pretty much the same shit, different day. Or different week, maybe. Although it is a new month, so you know what that means.
Here we go.
right? We'll start with Geralt first. We have Arthur Morgan Geralt, I guess, because... It's a cross.
Wow.
Either way, I'm good with that.
Building up. Here we go.
This is it.
And we have Matt and Charming. I don't know for sure which is which. Maybe Matt's the horse and Charming is the dude. I not real sure, but
he's very friendly. He's very affectionate with that horse.
He's overly affectionate
with that horse.
You see, Phil, I think I prefer the girl that was teaching the piano that we were watching before Kim came on.
Apparently missed something today.
We were happening to discuss the successful Twitchers.
Oh.
As in successful presenters on Twitch. That's all. Gotcha. And there's someone playing a piano.
So, you know, there's 2021, so we're all set for next year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right. Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. What's the theme of 2021? Is it firefighters?
I got cats for 2021. So we have firemen still, but now instead of horses, they'll be cats.
Horses.
Hey.
My beautiful horse, my lovely horse.
There was no horse calendar.
The joys
so,
of being single, Kim. I would be allowed five.
If this is a joy, I'm not sure, but okay.
So,
and, Mr.
Anyway.
Well, I have stuff. Just, was there not any big, was there any, sorry, Kim, I'm asking. And first of all, Pete, sorry, you bollocks, happy birthday to you. You're not here because you're getting a BJ, is what he told me. Is that some sort of takeaway food or something? Is it?
It's burger, isn't it?
Oh, is it burger and juice? Or I don't know. Burger and... I have no idea.
Like that, yeah.
Something like that. So, well done. Don't eat too much. Get your protein. As this week, Kim, have you seen any stuff? I know you're in the boonies, but there seems to be rallies everywhere, every 5 minutes at the moment. Have you seen any of this stuff? We're in election season, as you can see from our main screen. Sorry, erection season. I'm not sure which one it is. there's other people were out campaigning today, and other people were complaining about how cold it was. So, are they in your area then? Where were they today?
I'm not sure. They might have been in Iowa. I don't know for
Iowa.
No, there isn't any around here.
Oh, right. Well, they need to have one in your back garden.
Yeah.
Oh, right?
Oh, wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, well, that would go over.
Or do you know what? Right? Maybe when Eric gets his farm, if he's got that, the next Trump could do a wee rally in his back garden. I'm sure he would love that, wouldn't he? such a big week for you guys as well, because it all kicks off years ago,
right?
But it's like Tuesday, is it? So, okay, sorry, Phil. Have you already done your vote, or do you do it on the day, Kim, or what happens?
I'll vote on Tuesday.
Right.
So, I'll go down to our little local polling place and probably have to wear my mask and all that and do my thing.
Are
you expecting big queues, Kim? Does your polling station get?
I kind of am, because actually they added the town over. I guess something's up with their polling place, so actually they're coming to ours. So I wonder if there won't be a bit of a line, but I don't think we'll see anything like you've been seeing on the news where people are waiting like hours. Because I mean, we're not that big. Because the town that I actually vote in only has like 40 people, so.
I just find it thrilling. I think it's thrilling at the moment. It's nail biting. I mean, as you know, I sort of follow it a bit, just casually, every 2 minutes. But I just think part of me wants to say it's going to be fantastic and it's going to be a rollover, but I think it's going to be really close to call again, and maybe. Mm-hmm. I know that's a oxymoron. I said it's going to be very close to call, or it's going to be a complete another just whoosh, massive wave, one way or another. And that's either side. I'm not being biased here in the slightest. So it's going to be very, very interesting. I think probably by Friday we should have a good idea. Don't think, nobody will nobody will claim it on Tuesday evening or Wednesday morning. So
I think there's going to be some early calls.
Yeah.
I think on either side there'll be some early calls.
I hope it is.
We'll see what happens.
I hope it is a massive wave on either side, because then there won't be won't be any doubt.
I know 4 years ago when it went through, I went to bed thinking Hillary got it. Imagine my surprise when I woke up the next morning and watched the news and they're like, no, President Donald Trump. Oh, okay. Well,
unfortunately,
we've got Trump.
Unfortunately, Kim, some people still haven't woken up. Anyway, I'm not going there. okay, right.
So what have you been up to?
All right, so this is a sad, sad tale. It really is, and it should worry anybody that comes to visit here. Greg DeLacy got away with his life when he was here last year. So let's just paint the story here. So we live out in the countryside, and We have different critters, as Kim would call them. We have we've had rabbits, mm-hmm. and we still have chickens, and we have cats. Anyway, there's three numbers that sort of stick to mind, which is 4, 2, and 9. Okay. So, and at the moment we have some cats because we got 2 lovely little kittens about 3 or 4 months ago, and so yes, that was a thing because the cats keep the mice down. It's a countryside, and yeah, they were coming on well. Anyway, let's start with the number 2. We had 2 rabbits. They died. We were in America a few years ago, and we came back, and shortly after we came back, they both just died. About a year after that, we realized that our neighbor, or he realized or thought and felt guilty about it, that he had put poison down, and he thought a year later that the rabbits may have ate the poisoned weed killer stuff, and that's probably what killed them.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So then our neighbor also knocked down one of our cats, and another one of our cats got killed on the road. And then we had cat number 3, which was called Lucky. So we're on to the number 4, and he was the third time Lucky. Lucky left this mortal toil. So then we get on to the 2 new kittens. Well, we have 2 beautiful kittens, so that's, we'll leave the number 4 for a while. And we'll go to number 9. So chickens. So we've been through 9 chickens. So I've killed 2 because they were roosters, like Dexter with a big knife. And several, well, that's probably 11. It's probably 11 then. Two batches have been eaten by foxes and badgers, pulled out of their poor little hen house. And now we have 2. So let's get back to the kittens.
No.
And if we remember last week,
I'm worried about your kittens.
And last week I felt really, really, really bad because I took photographs of this beautiful, beautiful pheasant on my lane. And several days later, I killed the fucking thing. I ran over it. And I had to take the head out of the front of Judith's car. So just this week, night before last, Judith was in the car, her car, with the kids going into town, and she held a thump as she was leaving the house.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
And they came back, and she thought, what was that? Was that a cat? And there's a cat ran away, because they always all together. And the cat ran away, and she went, oh, that's okay. So later that night, the cats were being brought in, and the boys could only find 1 cat. So we were all out looking for the cats. In the dark, we found the elder of the bigger of the 2 cats lying, sleeping underneath some of the garden furniture.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That cat was in the wheel arch of Judith's car, and she drove off with and ran over the cat. And it may have run away in shock, but it died too. So at about 10 o'clock at night, I lifted this cat up. It was like stiff. It was like I went into the corner of the field with a spade shovel, dug a hole in the dark. I felt like it was like burying the wife or something. So the numbers are 2 rabbits, 4 cats, 9/11 chickens. We've been in this house for 7.5 years. Those are not very good stats for anybody that's coming here. Thank goodness we've been just a little bit more lucky with the kids.
I can't say anything because where I live next to the road. You've all heard it. And we have barn cats, and I kind of have the same issue at times. So I feel for you.
Oh, and the little one that survived is the nice one. The one that died is the little Adolf. So that's a good thing. But it looks so lost. So we're maybe going to try and get another cat victim.
I was going to say, you're going to have to get him a buddy.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, so that's all happened. And poor little Taylor, the night of it, he sat in bed and cried until midnight.
I understand.
And do you know what? That's a good thing. And Judith said to me, that's a good thing, Robin. I said, what do you mean? He says, that is the first time that Taylor, now Taylor has been with us, he's now, since he was 4, he's now 10? Oh, yeah. That's the first time he has cried over loss. Or, you know, because when the rabbits died, oh, we'll just get another one. Just get another rabbit. So that was attachments, which is, so that, I know it's horrible, but it's a good thing. It's progression in a damaged little soul. Anyway, I have watched some stuff. I've been extremely busy work-wise. This six-week period, starting 2 weeks ago, the six-week period now is... I'm putting out as much stuff now in that six-week period as I have probably for the rest, first part of the year. Just a massive, massive undertaking at the moment. So very, very busy that way. And then busy with trading as well, doing a bit of my shares. Average week this week. Green week. My time was short. I actually came in and done a bit of trading on Friday evening, and I generally don't after about lunchtime here. It's all dead. But I was so busy on Friday, I came in and I sat down here at about 6:30, 7:30. And just then, the news broke about Carnival and Norwegian shipping lines, the tour boats, the cruisings, yeah. that they were allowed to take bookings for next year. So they were given the green light to go ahead, and all of a sudden, bing, bing, on the scanners, their shares started to rocket, and I managed to jump on their tail and make a few bob in 10 minutes. Love it. So that was that. I've watched a bit of stuff. Oh, there's a new series based on the old Tom Wolfe book, which I love, and the old film, The Right Stuff. It's on Disney Plus. I don't know if you have Disney. It'll probably appear in other stuff eventually. But it's a dramatized series of The Right Stuff. You know the movie, yeah?
Oh, yes. Yeah,
yeah, the original. Yeah, I love it. Yeah, so it's really good. Very much about the family life and all the stuff that's going on there. So it's good. I'm into spacey men and that sort of thing. So it has a wee bit of that, but it has the basics of... They had no money. I mean, they weren't really getting paid that much. And how people like John Glenn were instrumental in getting them a deal with Life magazine that paid them, I think it was... $25,000, a lot of money probably at the time, and they've kept them safe away from other press outlets. But other stuff, like, again, John Glenn was seen to be the guy in the middle, where Alan Shepard and a few of the other ones were dipping the wick in places where they shouldn't have been done, and suppression of stories from other newspapers that, you know, John Glenn was very much active in helping, that sort of stuff. So it's very interesting, all that background stuff, right down to the deal that they all drove Mustangs. So Alan Shepard went to the dealer and he wanted to rent one, and the local dealer said, yeah, do you know what, we'll sort them all out, pay me $1 each and you can all have one. And just, you know, so it's interesting, that backstory. So it's very, very good. And I'm also enjoying the new series season of, and you had mentioned this, Phil, Star Trek.
Discovery.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of this of season three yet. I'm stacking them up. By all accounts, they're knocking out of the park. And, you know, they've also, I don't know if you've seen Below Decks yet, or Lower Decks, the animated series.
Oh, no.
That's very funny as well. It's a comedy.
Ooh.
So Star Trek Lower Decks. I'm not sure what channel it's on over in the UK. It's on CBS All Access in the States. But yeah, that's good fun as well. But yeah, Discovery is supposed to be fantastic this season. So I'm just waiting for a few more episodes to come out before I start watching it.
Really? I enjoy the weekly thing. I do. I know, yes, the binging is fun sometimes, but I do like looking forward to a Friday evening. When, again, of course, the new Mandalorian. It's now started again, the Mandalorian.
Yeah, it started this week. Yeah.
So I watched it, that as well. So and that was quite interesting. It's got the guy from Justified in it. The sheriff from Justified is one of the main characters in the first episode, and it looks like, I'm sure if he's in it, he's going to be appearing again. So that's good. Timothy Elephant? Oliphant.
Yes.
Timmy Elephant. Yeah. So, yeah, there's lots of good TV out there, and it's that time of year, I suppose. November, you know, all of the big, you know, the Queen, isn't it? The Crown. The Crown starts again very, very soon. So, lots of good stuff. What about you, Phil?
Well.
Right?
Well.
So I've been. I don't know where the last week's gone. Time is just moving so fast.
This year's been so good. So fast.
Yeah, I wish it would just slow down. No, aside from all the usual work stuff and everything else, I've been preparing a local D&D group, which will be running remotely, but they're all people from friends from our neighbourhood, and we're going to do it over Skype and Roll20, like we do for the OC D&D show. But I thought we'd get the neighbours together and have some fun there. So I've been preparing for that. We had a session zero, so everyone came around on socially distanced on the Friday, and we had a few too many drinks. But it's good, everyone preparing, everyone getting ready, and we have our first session on Friday, next Friday. The day before, we have our next OCD&D, which will be on as part of Extra Life.
Of course.
So Extra Life next week.
Wow.
So we'll be broadcasting live.
Mm.
So it'll give the Kim and Greg a bit of a break from video games, and give their voices a bit of a stretch as well. So that's going to be fun. And we'll see if Mark stays awake and joins us instead of falling asleep like he did last time.
Let me.
I know, right?
Just saying, Mark.
You're in trouble.
Yeah.
I will be there. I will be there to support. I will be there to support, definitely. Here, when you're talking about having too many drinks, I sat here, came out here the other night. I was talking about sort of trying to sort out the cables here. So I'd done that, and I sat down, and I had a bottle of Morgan's. And I started to watch something. I went down the YouTube rabbit hole, as you do. Oh, look at that. Yeah, and that leads you to that, and that leads you to that. And then it leads you to that girl then it leads you to the girl that's teaching piano. I kept on pouring a little bit. It didn't seem like a lot, but I got up on my legs. I got up on my legs with work. It's like my body got up on my legs instead of behind. It was so weird. Because I felt completely okay, but it just, what? So, yeah.
It's like that fresh air when you go outside and the fresh air hits you after you've been drinking.
And you need a kebab.
You've been absolutely fine until that point, and it just knocks you for six.
You need a kebab. It's kebab time. That's kebab time. Kebab! Fresh air! Kebab time. Oh, yeah, you don't. That's right. What do you do? This vegetable kebab seems to be really odd.
We haven't been able to... I have, but... myself and Lisa haven't had any takeaways or anything for ages because Lisa's been allergic to wheat, and we've discovered that she's no longer has the bad reaction to wheat. So we've been trying everything. We're going to the chip shop and battered pineapple,
Weetabix,
battered potato. Sorry, battered Weetabix.
Yeah, well, Weetabix. I mean, it's the wheat.
Oh, right. So yeah. I thought you were talking about Weetabix from the chip shop.
No, that's Scotland.
I'm trying to figure out fish, battered pineapple.
The fish and chip shop, Kim, is a British... what's the word for it? It's a, part of our heritage.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I know it's, what fish and chips are. Yeah. I'm stuck on the battered pineapple.
So I battered a banana as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's Chinese food. That's Chinese food. That's banana fritters, that is.
And
The battered pineapple, again, that would be, well, what is the thing that you get from the Chinese? You can order it sometimes. It's like a meal that has like ham and a battered pineapple and chicken something and big breast chicken in it. And the battered pineapple seems to be a thing. It's weird. They have that on the European menu. Yeah, it's amazing what we batter here. I mean, in Scotland, they have... the Mars bar, chocolate bars. There was a fad of battering.
We have Oreos here.
Haggis.
That's
battering. Oh, now battered haggis. Now that's something very special. I'm partial to a bit of battered
that's
haggis.
One word for it.
Yeah, you don't
pass on the haggis thing.
Yeah. No, I love haggis. It's gorgeous. It's lovely. Pure little things. They're coming almost. They're an endangered species. Up there, people hunting them with pure haggises. Oh, the timorous wee beastie that it is. Timorous wee beastie.
Tartan fur coat.
No knickers.
Anyway, shall we? We're a video games podcast.
Oh, okay.
We are.
We should really talk about some games.
All right, yes.
I want to play a game.
You are one pathetic loser.
No.
Gibbs.
So, could you take us through the monthly freebies slash pay for slash...
Slash.
They're free. Slash.
Flash. Yes, your games with gold for November are Origami Shadow Edition, which is available now through the 30th. Swim Sanity, which is available now, or which is available the 16th through December 15th. Full Spectrum Warrior, which apparently Tank Top is super excited about, which is available now through the 15th. And Lego Indiana Jones, which is available November 16th through the 30th. And apparently I didn't learn to read today, so you bear with me. PlayStation Plus games for the month. We have Hollow Knight Void Heart Edition, Middle Earth Shadow of War, and for the PS5, believe it or not, we have Bugsnax, which will be available November 12th through January 4th.
Hmm.
So that was surprising. Mm. Yeah. Your Twitch Prime games for the month. We have Dead Age, Surf World Series. I'm sure you'll be clamoring for that one. Deadlight, Director's Cut. Siem, I guess. Whatever. Speedrunners from Hell, Layers of Fear, Silver Chains, Kona. Oh dear God, not that game. Jeez, that was even a game I couldn't finish. Dark Side Detective, Bridge Constructor. Robin's been here. Jay and Silent Bob Mall Brawl. See?
Darn.
I know. So close too. Stadia Pro for November. We have Sniper Elite 4, The Gardens Between, Hello Neighbor, Hide and See, Risk of Rain, Risk of Rain 2. And for your Epic Games for well, the week, Blair Bitch, which I'm pretty sure is Blair Bitch. I'll give you that one. Ghostbusters, the video game remastered. And then on the 5th of November, we have War Game Red Dragon, which will be available November 5th through the 12th. So there's your games for the month or the week, ever. Because Epic is only like a week, whatever, and then they switch to something else. So, anyway, there you go.
You know what? You've no reason, unless you're a real trendy dude, there's no reason to buy a game anymore, is there really? I mean, no. You know, there's just so many things to play that are given to you for free. Well, do you know what I mean?
I don't buy as many as I used to. So
no, same here.
Nice for me.
I haven't bought any games for a long time now. Everything's Game Pass or free. Although, Full Spectrum Warrior, that's original Xbox, I think, isn't it?
Yep. Yep. OG Xbox.
That would be tough going back to. I think, things have moved quite a bit since that time. Lego Indiana Jones is a great game.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic
game. I'm looking forward to that one.
PlayStation Plus has got, you know, Middle Earth Shadow of War, another fantastic game. And, of course, the Bugsnax, which was part of their launch titles for the PS5.
That one looks weird. I'm not sure I'm on to that one, but I'm not getting a PlayStation 5 right now, so I don't have to worry about it. But
I mean Hollow...
The Stadia Pro's not too bad either.
Mm-mm.
Sorry, Robin.
I was going to say there that... that Hollow Knight Void Heart Edition is a massive package if you're into that platformer. Yeah, Sniper Elite 4.
Okay. It's also on Game Pass, or at least it used to be.
The Gardens Between. I love The Gardens Between, and just as you were reading them out, I realized that it's quite a rude name. Because it's about youth and exploration and stuff like that there, but you know, anyway. And it's lovely. It's charming game. The kids are all into Hello Neighbor. And I know that's on Xbox at the moment as well.
Yes.
Oh,
even my nephew Tony is into that. And I'm just like, is that really a game you should be playing? Because from what I've seen...
Is it a scary sort of thing? Five Nights at Freddy's sort of job, is it? Like a job?
Sort of. Yeah, you have to creep around the outside and inside a neighbor's house. So I think you have to break into the neighbor's house without him seeing you. And then he just races after you and... does things to you.
Although I can't say anything, he watched me play The Witcher 3, so dismemberment and whatnot.
I haven't let the kids play it, so I am very particular. I am that one that has the age limit on their games, and I'll get a permission call that if they're wanted to play something that's not limited, locked down to their age, I do it properly. So yeah. They don't play Call of Duty. So,
I used to do the same with mine. So.
I wouldn't play Call of Duty either. I mean, what?
Shall we talk about what we've played this week? Sure. Kim, let's start with you.
All right. Well, same as last week. I played more MLR. I am now a level 21, I think. So, still plugging along. I've reached the point where I went from not having any, hardly any side quests at all, to now I'm, like, overwhelmed with side quests. So I guess that's a good thing for an RPG, because, I mean, you don't want to be bored. But yeah, I've got almost more than I can handle, which, whatever, it's fun. And then it throws enough loot at you that now I've even stopped collecting loot, because I just have so much that when I sell it, I've, like, 300,000 gold now. So it's like, well, what am I going to use that for? So, yeah.
So it's Kingdoms of Amalur. Do you have to choose a race and class when you set your character up, or is it pretty much story driven?
Yeah, I mean, I picked you can pick between an elf or I think there's two different types of human types. I think there's a different kind of like Skyrim where you could be one or the other, but they were all basically, you know, human. So that's kind of the way it is with this, but I don't think it has much to do with the story. At least not that I've seen, because I could be an elf and still do the same stuff that I'm doing now as a human. I think I'm an Alfar or something like that. I can't remember now what they called me. But, I don't think it has anything story-wise to do with it. It's just whatever you decide. If you want to be an elf, you can be an elf. If you want to be a dark elf, you can be a dark elf. Yada, yada, yada. So...
And is this a remastered version?
Yeah, I was going to ask that. Yeah,
Does it...
I mean, I'm looking at some video of it now, and I mean, it looks a bit Fable-ish. I wouldn't say it's the best in the world, but it's not unplayable sort of thing, you know?
No, it's not. I mean, every once in a while, I'll get a glitch. Like, I'll go through and kill a bunch of kobolds, and all of a sudden, I'll have to backtrack and go back to the same place where I killed them. And every once in a while, it'll glitch to where it looks like they're all still standing there, like I didn't kill them. But as soon as you get close enough, eventually they fall back down dead, and that's kind of hilarious. But, I mean, yeah, it's you can definitely tell it's an older game. It kind of reminds me of, older World of Warcraft, sort of. That's kind of what it puts me in the mind of. So, you know, but, that doesn't put me off of it. I mean, the story's good enough, and like I said, they throw enough quests and stuff at you to keep you busy, sometimes almost too much, because you stroll down the list and you're like, okay, what do I want to do now? Or, in my case, I look and go, okay, which one am I closest to so I don't have to back travel too far? But thank God for fast travel. Otherwise, I think that would take some of the enjoyment out of it, because it is a very big map.
I
haven't unlocked everything yet.
What put this on your radar to actually play this game? Because it is a blast from the past.
Well, I bought it when it first came out, and I only played half an hour of it, because at the same time, I think Skyrim, I was deep into Skyrim or something. And so I kind of set it aside, and I didn't go back to it. And it was kind of disappointing, because I think I even backed it or something when it was first coming out. And I was really excited about it, but like I said, something else had come out and got my attention, so it sat on the back burner. And I don't know. Even though it's backwards compatible, they remastered it. I thought, all right, well, I'll throw some more money their way, because thinking maybe if it does well, maybe they'll have a sequel. Because from what I could see from the story's actually really good. So, you know, it's not really... I wouldn't call it a throwaway story, but it is really good. So I figured, like I said, maybe if I bought the remastered and enough people did, maybe we'll get a sequel out of it. Because a lot of people have said over the years they wish they'd had a sequel. So we'll see.
Okay.
And Dan asks in the chat, Kim, how's Titanfall 2 going?
Somebody's been talking a tank top, haven't they? I talked to Greg about it, because he's been giving massive crap over the fact I haven't played Titanfall yet. And I think for Extra Life, I'll fire it up, because it's not supposed to be a very long campaign. I mean, no, it's not super short.
I think it's about 7 hours.
Yeah, so maybe that's something I'll do during Extra Life, and then maybe Greg will shut up. So.
Yeah, so that's unlikely. See.
Yeah, well, I know, right? He likes the sound of his own. I mean, what? No. I think I'll fire it up for Extra Life, and we'll play it, before D&D and after D&D and whatever. However long it takes me, because you know how I am. I'm a wee bit slow, so.
Okay.
We'll see how it goes.
Well, one of the games I've been playing and finished is Wasteland 3.
So nice.
I've been plowing through this, and despite it crashing, despite it glitching and losing saves, and it is possibly up there for my game of the year.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's saying a lot, because with the frustration of the bugs and glitches. It's a great game. It really is. And it would be perfect, almost perfect, if it didn't have those bugs. For those that don't know, it's a top-down isometric RPG where you're managing a team of, I think it's six people of various different strengths, and you build up through experience, you build up their skills and knowledge, survival skills, first aid skills, how good they are with various weapon types and everything. And story's very good. The side missions are very good. It did come to an end quite quickly. Won't give anything away, but you can see where it's going. You know where it's going a good third of the way through. You know what's, you know, what the ending is going to be. But no, it's good. One thing I didn't realize, that if you shoot civilians and part of your party don't agree with it, they just up and leave. Which left me a bit high and dry.
Well, you know, you shouldn't be. Don't do it.
Sometimes, sometimes without warning. So by mistake, I killed a civilian, and one of them said, right, who I'd spent probably 10, 12 hours building up their character, just said, right, I don't agree with what you've done. I'm off. I'm just like, what? But
isn't that like treason or something? I mean,
we're in a post-apocalyptic world. There's going to be, you know, there's going to be casualties.
Oh, come on. Yeah, is that how you justify killing civilians? You're the next fascist dictator of the world. You really are. It's okay. You're just ignoring that now. What's next? Kittens dying, rabbits, chickens indiscriminately killed.
Well, more like deer and stags indiscriminately killed. As you drive your vehicle around, there are a number of wild stags walking around that if you just clip, you know, just clip a tiny bit, they just explode in a lot of blood, which is obviously it's not very nice, but you know, it's a game.
Floating gear.
But yeah, it's a great game. It's a very tactical game. It's difficult in parts. I played it on normal difficulty and found it quite difficult. It's one of those things where as you get further in and your characters start leveling up and get stronger, sometimes the people you come across and the side missions you come across are of lower level, and so you just, you know, move through them pretty fast. But all in all, it's quite balanced. If you haven't played it, make sure it's updated so it's got the latest bug fixes, and give it a go. Really enjoyed it. It's a good game. So, Robin.
Yes, sorry, nothing on the top there at the moment. I have been very busy, but I have dabbled in some Flight Simulator, the new Microsoft Flight Simulator on and Charlie set up with the big rig. So he has the yoke and all the other bits and pieces. He's very into his flying. And in fact, if you're behind me now, I don't have the steering rig jig. It's up in his room now. So he's doing a lot of Formula One, a lot of flying. Microsoft Flight Simulator is just wonderful. It's just lovely. Just even if you're not into flying in a big way, it's just lovely to fly around places and find your own house. And it's found here, Cricklewood. It has the not quite the correct building, but it has the right size and the outbuilding, which is quite. It's very, very good, very clever. So I'm going to do a bit more of that. As I say, Charlie's very, very much into this. I hope he's not listening, but he is getting some flying lessons for Christmas. So he's very, very into that. So, he's got his yoke and his bits and pieces, and I'm going to get him. He's going to start to build his cockpit. So I've got him some buttons. It's a It's part of a airplane dashboard you can get with like USB connections. You can build on it, so it has all the dials and altimeters, and so this thing has about about 15. Wow. You know, there's a handle for flaps up and down, and the indicators to let you know the flaps are up or down. And there's buttons for fuel and preheating, and about 50 buttons in this console part, and you can add to it and add to it and add to it, so you end up having a plane like the front of a little Cessna in front of you. So yeah, I ordered one of those today for Santa Claus, and it, yeah, fantastic. So he's getting a couple of hours of flying as well. So he'll be 15 in December, so but he's all into his flying in a big way. So I've played with that.
I can't wait to play it. I really can't wait to play it.
Played with that. Again, it's time. And I've been out here a bit, doing a bit more Forza. I fired up No Man's Sky again and started a new game after CP Christopher finished No Man's Sky, or got all the achievements or all the trophies for it. And it has changed dramatically as well. It looks fabulous now. And on this big 4K thing behind me is like, wow. And there's nice news about Hello Games as well, because they're going to continue to support, and they have continued to support that game all the way through with the high-res stuff for the PlayStation and the Xbox. And they're going to support it again with the Xbox Series X. So very much like people that we'll talk about soon. But your guys from The Witcher, very similar to that sort of support level long after the game has came out, and where you'd say, well, it's not financially sensible for these guys to do this. So, yeah, fair play to them. Good. Yeah. So, not a lot of time, but gaming as I can. So,
well, the other game I played this week, or played today actually, was Watch Dogs, the first one. The new Watch Dogs has just come out, I believe. Or it's available to pre-order. I think it's just come out. And I thought, you know what? I'd never played Watch Dogs. It's on Game Pass, so downloaded it. It looks really good for a game that's 2016.
Yeah.
And I know it's been Xbox One X enhanced. It looks really, really good.
I think so. It's a bit jank, but it's still a good game, you know?
Yeah.
It's still, you know, so I think driving's crap. Sorry, Phil. The driving's crap and a few bits and pieces like that, but I think underneath it there is a solid premise of a storyline there. So, you know, it's all right.
So, no, just very quickly, looking forward to diving into that a bit more. A bit manic at the moment, but I like the way when you're walking around, you can, when you highlight people, you can see what their jobs are, what's embarrassing that they've done in the past, whether they've worked as a stripper or they've committed fraud or something like that. And if they've got their phones with them, you can hack their phones and then go to the ATM and steal their cash, which is nice.
You really do have a problem, Phil.
That's right.
Well, I only realized after about 10 minutes when it was saying, you know, these people raises money for charity. I'm just saying, steal the money. You know, it's kind of animals, steal the money. Anyway, shall we discuss some news? What's happened this week?
If we must.
Nope.
Maybe.
Here is the fucking news.
So, the big news, and it seems repeating news for 2020, is that Cyberpunk 2077 has been delayed 21 days from November 19th to December the 10th. So, it's all be affecting all versions of the title. The CD Projekt Red said the delay is due to the challenge of launching the title on what amounts to 9 different platforms while everyone in the team works from home. It said, since Cyberpunk 2077 evolved towards almost being a next-gen title somewhere along the way, we need to make sure everything works well and every version runs smoothly, the studio said. According to a recent Bloomberg report, CD Projekt Red recently mandated that Cyberpunk 2077 team worked mandatory 6-day weeks to push the title out, which, in all fairness, happens, you know, those who have worked on big projects, you know, that sort of 6-day a week is normal. It's not just video games.
No.
But I understand their you know, 9 different versions they're working on. Mm-hmm. And to get all of those, you know, and bearing in mind that some of them are completely different platforms and don't really have any similarities between them, it must be a minefield.
Yeah, what can you do? But what can you do in 21 days? You know, I mean, I sort of feel that they're almost setting themselves up for a bit of a fall, because delayed. Oh, look at this this thing that, you know, my head goes through this wall. You know, what about this? Oh, I'm passing through people. Something weird. Oh, that doesn't load. You know, the bugs are going to be there. I mean, what are they doing in 21 days? Okay, they work on the 6-day a week thing. Fair enough. If you sit down for your interview and said, like, you know what, when we come close to the end of a big project, you may be asked to do this. Are you aware of it? If they're, you know, it's not mandatory, but we really would prefer it, you know. Oh, maybe they're saying mandatory. So, but maybe if you maybe if you signed up for it at a crunch, and a lot of these guys are passionate about their stuff anyway. You know.
I mean, as you say, 21 days isn't a huge amount of time, but I think it's got to be something serious for them to delay. I think it's, you know, it's a memory leak or something that breaks the game. Because maybe it's just one of the versions that they're having problems with.
21 days.
Maybe it makes a PS5 blow up.
Well,
you know, I don't know. But yeah. Days, isn't it?
Yeah. Why 21? Why not 20? Why not 21 and a half? You know, I mean, if a PlayStation 5 blows up, there's going to be so much plastic flying around everywhere because the thing's so flipping big. You know, you probably will get hit by shrapnel.
Shrapnel everywhere.
Yeah. Anyway, do you know what? They've been a nice company. You'll give them the benefit of the doubt. I'm sure it will have bugs anyway. But yeah, you're right, Phil. It must have been something like pretty nasty for them to put the brakes on.
Talking of delays, it's been announced in the last day or so that Far Cry 6 and Rainbow Six Quarantine are going to be delayed as well. So Far Cry 6 have been set for February the 18th next year, and Rainbow Six Quarantine was targeting in early 2021, but that had already been delayed back in 2019. So now they're looking at sometime between April 2021 and March 2022.
Wow.
So that's the next fiscal year.
Wow.
That's quite a big window for a game that's coming out, supposed to be coming out in a couple of months. They're putting it down to, you know, people working from home, creating production challenges. But we'll see, you know. They've chalked up the delays to a disappointing performance from other recent games, saying that extra time was necessary to make the projects live up to their potential.
We do understand. I mean, I hope people are sensible. I mean, in my work, Phil and Kim, you know, things are being delayed. Stuff that I would have ordered, like one big company that we do an awful lot of business with are in Germany. I order stuff on big ovens on a Monday. They're with me by Friday. Now that's out to three weeks now, just all of a sudden. And it's been 5-day turnaround because we never really had a whole lot of stock because of the 5-day turnaround. And now that's now out to 3 weeks, and it's never ever happened before. And that could be down to, you know, one plastic pipe or some little widget or washer that is essential that comes from China, you know, is being delayed. So we understand this. Wu flu, China, COVID thing is delaying lots of stuff. You know, I mean, things are not the same, and they will not be the same for years to come.
Yeah. I think, unfortunately, not everyone understands that or accepts that, because CD Projekt Red team have had death threats.
Wow.
They've had people talk about firebombing their houses. It's crazy.
I just thought that happened to me on Twitter.
It's just ridiculous. It really is. And this is 3 weeks we're talking about. 3-week delay. But people are saying, I've arranged to take a week off work for this game, to play this game, and you delaying it 3 weeks. You promised us. You said there would never be any delays. You promised us there wouldn't be any delays. Unfortunately, life isn't like that.
Jog on.
You know, shit happens. So.
Anyone can make a promise, and then for whatever reason, outside of your control, it's, you know, you can't follow through on.
That's it.
People need to grow up a bit.
Yeah.
Just a wee bit, yeah. It's pretty ridiculous. Like I told Dad the other day, I said, people have lost their damn minds. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah. Okay, talking of troubled games, possibly troubled games, another Halo Infinite director has left the project. Chris Lee has stepped back from Halo Infinite and is looking at future opportunities, which means he hasn't got a job to go to. So it sounds like he's either left of his own accord or been pushed. This comes not long after Infinite was delayed past the Xbox Series X and S launch and into some unspecified date in 2021. He confirmed the news with Bloomberg, saying he stepped back from his role. Despite there being no new release date, Lee says he is confident the team will deliver on a great game next year. And he's the second director to leave the game in the last 2 years.
Things aren't going too well there. There's another story going on.
Doesn't sound like it, does it?
Yeah, I think there's definitely something going on. When they brought the lead from Bungie back over onto it, maybe there's some clashing there going on, or maybe that, I can't remember the guy's name from Bungie.
Yeah, maybe he's just clearing the decks.
Maybe he's going in and, clearing the decks and clearing the dead wood.
Well, I mean, they did that with Aliens Colonial Marines, and they cleared the decks, and they came out with this fantastic game, so I hope they do the same thing here.
Very true, very true. I did love that game. I really enjoyed it.
I think if
it was just the two of you, but yes.
And John Mouse. Okay.
Did you play it, Kim?
No, I did not.
It's the most mentioned game on this podcast.
Yeah.
Because Robin always mentions it in one way or another. So
they pay.
We can talk about something entirely.
They pay me. I have a life.
Not even related.
I have a lifetime supply from them, as I'm sponsored by them, of the DVDs, so I can have as many of them as I want. They're looking rid of them. Yeah.
I think the second most talked about game is probably Dragon Age, Kim.
Dragon Age. Just, or that one with the rocks, the match three game. The match three game. What was it? Gems of War.
Gems of War, yes.
And finally in the news, some interesting PS5 news. So VR support for games. So the PS5 doesn't have its own VR headset. This means that VR support is achieved through backwards compatibility. And this is even on new games.
What?
Yeah, so if you're looking forward to playing Hitman 3, for example, in first person, you'll actually be doing it with the PS4 version of the game.
What?
So even if you have a PS5, it will use the PS4 version of the game for the VR. So apparently, because the PlayStation VR headset acts as a backwards compatible unit on PS5, you need the previous version, so it'll include a free next gen upgrade if you play it on the newer console, but you will have had to have bought it in the first place. And then if you're playing it outside of VR, you'll have the upgraded PS5 version. No Man's Sky is going to do the same thing using the PS4 version of the game. And at the moment, there's no official indication of a new version of PlayStation VR for the PS5. But there have been some talk about some patents, and Ubisoft is developing several games for Oculus, including Assassin's Creed and Splinter Cell titles. So I would think PlayStation VR was pretty successful. So I think we'd probably see a PS5 version of it.
It's still
more popular, especially
again. Yeah, it's got a lift
in our community.
Yeah, it's got a lift again.
There's quite a few people have been picking them up this last week.
I am surprised that, as you say, it was
any
successful.
Comments on that?
Yeah, I mean they did.
It's a bit sad, really. But...
am I lost? Yeah, they did.
No, I don't have. I didn't even know what the thing in the chat y'all were talking about until you mentioned it.
Can you hear me? Yeah? Hello?
So?
Can you hear me? No.
We can just hear you now.
Oh, okay. So I dropped out there. You hear me out? I'm okay? Yeah? Yeah?
You've gone a bit old telephony.
Oh, okay. Internet. Maybe I'll get
we
bit.
We can hear you.
Okay.
We can hear you.
I am surprised that, as you mentioned, Phil, it was a success. There was quite a few million units. I think it was 8 or 10 million of those things were sold. That they're doing this backwards compatible thing that, you know, it doesn't seem that it was a big thing to them. It's an afterthought to shoehorn it in. You know, it's a bit odd. But, you know, it's nice that they have a workaround for it, but it doesn't say much that VR is something that they're thinking about in a big, big way. Imagine if you never had that Sony VR before, you bought a PlayStation 5 and you bought VR and you have to go backwards with it again. It's not a workaround for that person. It's just what they have to do. Anyway, I'm sure they'll get it sorted. Yeah. I think Sony have made some very odd missteps this time. You know? So, okay. Yeah, and you'd mentioned there about, it's the Oculus 2, isn't that what it's called? Or what is it called? Isn't it called the Oculus 2? What's it called? The new VR headset that people are buying?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
what is it? Mike's bought one? Is it Oculus 2?
Something? Oh, the Quest.
Quest 2.
That's it, the Quest 2.
Quest 2, which is a new upgraded version. Believe it or not, it is the next version of the Quest. It's called the Quest 2. I think it is a standalone headset that plays PC style games. It starts, I believe, there's one there, and I just got on Amazon now. £399 for the 256 gigabyte version, and £299 for a 64 gigabyte version. It's a white. It has a headset. It has the little handheld things for your hands, like joysticks. And I think Amar Parvas, I think he's been playing with one. I think Mike Chen has bought one. And I think Mark is considering one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just imagine Mark wearing this headset and his tweaky headphones. It'll be fabulous. I think the difference with this here is, again, that it is wireless. So you're not toggled into something to trip over, can you imagine?
Yeah.
And I think Amar has been doing most of, not a lot of gaming, but he's been doing a lot of 3D look-arounds, watching some movies. Yeah. I don't know. I had the Sony one, and
I'd be doing the same thing as Armour, to be honest. You know, I'm really interested in the 360 video and the 3D type videos they've got of the cities and spaces and underwater and all that sort of thing. So I'd be there trying that as well. But
you can.
I think it's still too early for me, I think.
Yeah, I want a pair of glasses, not a big headset. Step into incredible Oculus Rift titles by connecting an Oculus Link cable to a compatible PC. So I don't know if that's you have to stay connected or you just download them onto the headset. Easy setup. Set up the smartphone app and jump into VR. No PC or console needed. Requires wireless internet. Premium display. Catch every detail with a stunning display. Features 50% more of those pixels than the original Quest. By the way, the Quest wasn't called the Quest 1, it was just called the Quest. This one's called the Quest 2. They left out the 1. It's okay, you know, fair enough. You know, it's a step on from the big cables, I suppose. On Amazon, it has 399 ratings, and they are at over 4.5 out of 5. Okay. 6% are 1 star. We'll digress here to a quick 1 star, see if there's anything ridiculous. In the process of selling it back, come on. No.
This is top cast.
I'm sorry, but I wanted to see. yeah, I wanted to see someone seem a bit to undermine democracy and tax.
Doesn't fit my head.
Oh,
my head's too big.
Okay, so yeah, there's always one dickhead. So here you go. Facebook horror show. Great product. Shame about the undermining democracy and the tax avoidance. This is a review. So nearly perfect, but having kicked Facebook and its at best murky treatment of my personal data into touch, I now find myself having to sign up again to improve services. Flimsy. As their VP points out, lots of companies make you do it. True, but few make you sign up to a toxic social platform to do it. Shame. I'll save up for one that doesn't sell my data. Oh, you live in a very happy world. Anyway, buy Oculus. Send it to me and we'll test it out for you. And that's that.
Fantastic.
I can talk about
community.
Shit. Okay.
We had a letter. We had an email.
As you know, the quality of the recording of last week's show was second to none. It was so fabulous. The quality was 1080p. In fact, to borrow a statement that someone used earlier with me, last week's show used the very latest ray tracing technology. We got an email from Pilch. Hi guys. So Bongo spends £400 on new recording equipment and the rest of the team decide to pod in the bog. Still loving the show despite the other host's amateurism. Laters, Pilch. Thanks, Pilch.
You paid Pilch how much?
Yeah, no, seemingly I spent £400 on new kit and I sounded worse than ever. He's absolutely right. I am sorry. We had problems and I have replaced everything now. And we've got, hopefully when I listen this back, it'll be okay. The problem is sorted and it will be forever gone. Forever. Mark Annex has been absolutely no help whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Well.
That's that.
Yeah. All Mark's fault.
Yep.
So, shall we talk about some new releases? Kim, would you like to take us through?
I will, indeed. Your new releases for November 1st through the 7th are... We have Faria for the PlayStation 4 on November 3rd. Jurassic World Evolution for the Switch, also on November 3rd. Breathage, I assume, for the PC on November 5th. We have Yestermorrow for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Switch on the PC on November 5th. Dirt 5 for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC also on November 6th. Need for Speed Hot Pursuit Remastered. Oh, really? For the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on the 6th as well.
Good game.
Paw Patrol.
That's a good game.
Yes. Indeed. Paw Patrol Mighty Pups Save Adventure Bay for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC, also on November 6th, and Tropico 6 for the Switch, also on the 6th. So those are your new releases.
Who likes Tropico? It's you, Phil. You're a Tropico fan, aren't you?
Yeah, Tropico 5.
It is a Phil Olsen.
Yeah.
It's a Phil Sim, yeah.
Phil Olsen.
Yeah, Tropico was great. I absolutely loved it. I haven't played 6 yet, though. I was hoping... it's one of those things where whenever you buy something... A week later, it gets announced for Game Pass or one of the free paid for services. So I'm just holding back now.
Yeah,
I've still got that much to play that I'm just holding back. I'll play it at some point and love it. But yeah. So play dates. If you see any of us online, we'll ignore you.
Okay. So
if you see us online playing, then please just shout out to us.
Yeah, lovely.
If you need help with a game, if you have a suggestion for a game as well.
If you need help for a game, yes.
We'll point you in the direction of someone probably from our WhatsApp group.
Nintendo Power, so yeah.
Yeah, if you want to join our OCP What's Next WhatsApp group, drop us a line.
Yeah.
And it's very active. It's very active. So isn't today's discussion has been around Rich Webster's porn
moustache
star facial hair.
It's funny. I was watching the Formula One earlier on, and these fucking masks. It's so odd. You don't see people's faces. So one of the guys, he took off his mask today, and he has this fantastic porn star moustache. So you don't usually see the guys. They usually have the helmets on, but now when they're being interviewed, they have the mask on. And it's the perfect bushy, just Rich Webster all over again. It's class. I'm here to fix your fridge. Would you like to bend over? So, yeah, well, it's one of those. One of those ones is fabulous. Yeah, good. Again, it's amazing the chat that goes on to that WhatsApp group. It's everything from pure and utter lunacy to some really heartfelt support for fellow gamers and friends. It's lovely to watch.
Which WhatsApp group is this?
It's
what's
like
next?
It's a continuation of conversations that we've had when we've met at EGX, and it's just flowed through. And
gotcha. Yeah.
It's
what's next?
No, it's a really good group.
Yeah, good guys in there. Yeah, and it's generally it's non-political and all that sort of stuff. Very, very lightly touched on stuff like that. So it's not one of those rant places, you know. It's nice. Mostly gaming.
Robin saves that for the other groups.
Yeah. No, it's only one.
That group's been quite quiet, actually.
Yeah.
Recently. So, we have a competition that we're running. Little competition called Victory Achieved. Robin, our Victory Achieved master, would you like to tell us what it's all about, please, and who we have this week?
Do you know when I was a child, Robin Tate was called Master Tate? Anyway, so Victory Achieved, when you finish games, you take a selfie of yourself with the game credits in the background. It's great. Finish your games. Good idea. Enjoy the story. Get everything out of it before you move on. What you do is you take a photograph of yourself and you tweet that off to @OC_podcast on Twitter or Parler with the hashtag Victory Achieved. And we'll enter you into a draw. Now, the last draw was at the end of last month. The next one will be on New Year's Eve. And that's for $20 or 15 quid. And at the end of the year, we'll do something a wee bit specialer. So look forward to that. And the people that finished games this week, Filthy, he finished Wasteland. And he said that this is probably going to be his game of the year. And he mentioned that earlier too. Hardly Dan made up more games this week. He played the Red Strings Club and finished it. He also finished Life is Strange.
Is that a game about strippers? Because that sounds
that's
a game
what it
about
sounds
strippers.
Like.
Yeah, it sounds like my... Yeah, I'm not going there. The Red Strings Club. Anyway, he also finished Life is Strange Before the Storm. OC, CP Matthew, a stalwart of the podcast many moons ago, who was on just a few weeks back. He finished and completed all of the achievements, trophies for No Man's Sky. And just before we started, yeah, good stuff. That's John Mouse finished Dear Esther and wasn't impressed. That's all Eric's fault. And there was one more that just came in while we started. Okay, Dave Threomatic, good lad, Dave. He finished Dark Pictures, Little Hope. So well done. Very, very good. And
I think that's the sequel to, isn't it, The Man of Medan?
Oh.
That's the new one.
Yep.
Oh, and people...
I think that's pretty much the new one.
People liked that, didn't they?
Yep.
Kim's jumping around. Better jump around there. Yeah.
Kim's disappeared.
Okay.
Cat's fault.
So until we have the draw, we play the sound of a sad, strange little man.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have one. A victory's achieved.
You are a
you
sad,
all have a
strange
victory's
little
achieved.
Man.
Victory's achieved. You have one. A victory's achieved.
That was twice. We miss you, Greg. Not.
Double the pleasure.
Yeah. Anyway, that's that. So, that's Victory Chief, Phil.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you'd like to contact us, like Pilch did, to complain or to insult us, or to even say that you've enjoyed listening to us.
Oh.
Who would say that?
There are a number of ways that you can contact us.
Let me
still make the will tell us how.
Oh, shit.
Where I'm going yep, with this. Sure will.
Follow us on Twitter at @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
I don't know. That's what you're supposed to do.
So, yes, contact us. Please tell us how things are improving. Reach out to us. We're here for you.
Reach up for the sky. Sorry.
And leave us a review as well.
Review.
On iTunes, or I think you can leave reviews on Spotify or just anywhere. Share us. Tell people that you enjoy listening to us.
Please.
Join our Facebook group. And we post in there every week.
Absolutely. Regularly. Episode.
Yeah. It's a very active Facebook group.
But don't get me started about Facebook, that flipping thing, taking all my details and selling them to the Russians. Stuff, yay!
So, Kim... tell us who's been in the chat tonight and who you'd like to shout out to.
The guy that yelled about Facebook. I'm just checking to make sure I've got everybody on the list. We've had Hardly Dan. We've had Mike. Martin is in there. Pilch is on the list. Bloodluster, Commander Root, Lurks, and Need Him.
Ooh.
So, yeah, apparently we need them, I guess. So anyway, shout outs to you guys, because it's fun. I wasn't sure I was going to be up to snuff, because I wasn't feeling very good last night. But here I am, so apparently the coffee and massive drugs work. So, so it's been fun with you two knuckleheads. Shout out to Mother Nature, because apparently now we went from like 70 degrees down to 30, and apparently like in 2 days we're going to go back up to 70, so if we all don't end up with pneumonia, I'll be surprised. Other than that, hopefully everybody has a good week. I mean, I know it's COVID 2020 and pretty much everything sucks, but hey, we're this much closer to Thanksgiving and that means turkey and pie. So, hey! other than that, next weekend is it next weekend? Yeah, next weekend is Extra Life. So, show us some support, because let me tell you, that 24 hours, that last, 4 hours kind of drag. So any help I can get to keep my butt awake would be helpful. And over to you, Robin.
I'm not going there, Phil. I am not going to mention anything about Kim's butt and what I need to do to keep it awake. Okay? I'm not going to mention going or nothing like that whatsoever. Not going to do it.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
No. No.
We've already talked about my pants the last couple of podcasts. We're not talking about anything else.
Okay. I'm sure, Phil, you'll talk about Extra Life as well. So Extra Life, please support us next week. Very good cause this year. Very, very big week again for America. Your year is now over, because when Thanksgiving starts, that's like the end of the year, because you don't really go back to work because it's Christmas. It's really weird. It's like the whole month of November, December is just gone.
Speak for yourself. I work all the time.
Okay. Well, everybody, please get out and vote. So get out and vote this year. Do not set it aside. Do not say you don't have time. This is important for everyone. So go out and vote. Don't complain about it if you don't vote. So, Phil, thank you very much for hosting. You're very, very good. Mate, thank you for doing that tonight. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Colin, I hope that Greg was nice to you. So, yeah. And that's it. See you next week. Phil, take me home or lose me forever. I'm gone. No audio. You can't hear me?
I'd like to thank the Russians.
See? Right? Bastards.
For whatever they've done, all of a sudden, to Robin the Skype feed.
Holy cow. Did anybody understand that for the last 2 minutes? Because I didn't.
Oh, dear. Oh.
I think we got the general gist. The general gist was go out and vote.
Go out and vote. Don't waste it.
You're fantastic.
Yes.
Thank you.
An amazing host. I think it was generally stuff like that.
Probably, yes.
Greg sucks eggs and likes pumpkin
crackers. It's all Mark's fault.
Pumpkin creamer. Follow everyone on Extra Life. Let's give our team a lot of support. It's a fantastic cause this year for our dear friend Gary Lever. And I think extra cash is going to Greg's penis extension surgery as well. Sure. So, yes, the 2020 erection for Greg. It's now reading typing. It's like on the old ticker tapes. Probably be faster, to be honest. Yes, so next week, Extra Life, please support our team. So Kim, Greg, I think Gary may be doing something as well. So followers, we'll be doing some Extra Life live OCD around 7:30 p.m. UK time, which should be fun, and it'd be really good to see some of you there, giving shouts out to the guys, and any suggestions over the chat for what they were trying to do would be fantastic. We'll put some surprises in, and of course you guys, thank you very much, and we'll see you next week, hopefully.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.